back, everybody, to Stand Up For News. We're not going to do that dumb song, are we? Yeah, we are. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down.
No.
Sit down, Jim.
Wait.
Stand up for news. Good job, you guys. Welcome back. It's Thursday. It's 8:30. It's another edition of Stand Up For News, you guys. Today, I have my co-host, and I'm his co-host, Manny Avila. Say hello.
Hello there out there on radio listener land.
My other reporter and my other co-host, and I'm his co-host, Captain Jim Marvin.
May the fourth be with you.
Is our other co-host on the phone? WrestleMania?
No.
He's not in yet.
What a disappointment. He looks like my father. He says he's going to call and he never does.
Yeah, special. Sadly, Russell's not on the line. Otherwise, I would have told you already.
Okay, bud. That's Matt, our producer. And we have Matt, a special guest. Super funny headliner, comedian all over Florida, Jacoby Bruton.
What up?
Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me, bro.
All right. Well, today is May the 4th be with you. And we got some Star Wars news to stand up for.
Okay.
Well,
are you a fan of Star Wars?
News. It comes.
But I'm ready. Let's do it, huh?
I'll do a little interview with you too. But when I always ask every guest, have you watched the show before or seen it or heard it? So we ask you to come with some news to stand up for. Did you bring some news to stand up for?
I was not prepared, my brother.
Good. Because the news can't just stand up for itself, you guys. The news was born without legs, you know? And it's in a wheelchair all the time. So someone has to stand up for the news, and that's why we're here. And if you try taking the news's lunch money, news calls me. And then I call my posse, and we go wreck anybody that doesn't mess with it, with our news.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Watch the news?
Do you
like the news?
No, not really.
It sucks, right? Watching, you're like, hey, they could have said this, and then that's standing up for the news.
Gotcha. Okay.
See, unlike the news, Jacoby is actually honest.
So yeah, that's being straight.
All right, here we go. My son wrote this one. What kind of vodka do Sith Lords drink, Jacoby?
What kind of vodka?
Sith Lords only deal in absolutes.
I don't know why you referred to me as your son before that joke, but that's fine.
The hashtag MeToo movement has been popping up even in the Star Wars galaxy, you guys. I saw some droids over there posting on social media. Hashtag R2MeToo.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
They call him the whistleblower.
Oh, I like that one.
I know.
All right. Those Jim, robots. Didn't you have a Star Wars joke you said?
Yeah, you know, I have an old buddy who helped me meet, used to meet, help me meet girls on bars at Tatooine. He flies fighters for the Rebel Alliance these days, so now he's my ex-wingman.
Yeah. I thought my joke was too geeky, but I guess not. I guess I feel pretty confident. All right, here we go. Two Florida men were arrested this past weekend after a fight broke out when both brothers wanted to wear the same tie to their sister's wedding. The internet dubbed them TIE Fighters.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
You got a Star Wars joke?
No, I don't. Keep it going. Jabba the Hutt. You wrote this?
Yeah, good luck.
It's a repeating theme. Mama is so fat. When Obi-Wan Kenobi saw her, he said, "That's no moon. It's a space station."
Hey, James, do you know what happened to Princess Leia when Jabba the Hutt kissed her? She got Star Warts.
Oh. Is that you, Russell?
That's me.
Say hello, WrestleMania.
Russell.
Our co-host over there in Lakeland.
Yes, I fell asleep.
Stand for news.
The news doesn't fall asleep, Russell.
Yes,
it falls asleep in Polk County. It's a method way. That's what it is.
I've seen Joe Biden on the news enough to know that it does, in fact, go to sleep.
Yeah, that's true. I'm about his age. I had, you know, a good dinner. I have a couple of Star Wars jokes.
Well, fire away. Right. It's your turn, and then we'll go back in our regular round circle order.
Yes, okay. All right, what do you call a bounty hunter from Georgia?
Oh, what do you call a bounty hunter from Georgia?
Bubba Fett.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nice. That's funny.
Yeah.
You got another Star Wars one?
Yes, I do. Why did Anakin cross the road?
Why did Anakin cross the road?
To get to the dark side.
I thought he was trying to get to the high ground. No?
No. No.
I got one more for the true Star Wars fans out here. It might not be all that great, but let's see. In an interview earlier this week, Rob DeSantis was quoted in saying, "The only thing I dislike more than Disney and drag queens is sand. I don't like sand. It's coarse, it's rough and irritating. It gets everywhere."
Oh my God.
That's a real Star Wars reference.
My son's going to love that. All right, everybody. Back to regular news. Last week in Florida, a woman shot and killed her husband's parrot in a domestic dispute. The parrot's final words before dying during this argument were, "I want a divorce."
What?
It's a true story.
What?
"I want a divorce" were the bird's last words. It's a parrot, you know. The parrot repeats what we say.
Oh, my gosh. That was a good one.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I didn't even know my parents had a parrot.
You know? Oh, that's hilarious.
That was your turn, Jacoby.
All right, what do I have?
Oh, you want one of mine?
Yeah, I need one. I did not come prepared.
Everyone's strapping.
Sudan is crying out over the what?
The war.
The war. Over what is that? 18? 10? That, what is this, Jake? What is this?
If you ever want to feel illiterate.
I feel slow right now, dog.
I thought you brought some news to stand up for. Here, I'll give you one you can read. There you go.
Johnson & Johnson is facing cancel culture for racism now due to them only using Caucasian babies to make their baby powder.
I didn't write that. Chris did.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
I wrote the joke, but he had to write it, so you can read it. Thank you, Christopher Wright.
Someone had enough, and they were like, you know what, let me write this.
For the black guy.
He sat at my bar and took half of my jokes that I had at the time and handwrit them.
So, this is from... Okay, what am I reading, Captain?
Any of the ones that are highlighted are good.
Okay.
Are they?
All right, let me read this one.
So, okay.
This is top news story, all right, for stand-up news. President Biden took an online genealogy test over the weekend, since most well-known ancestry websites don't go back far enough to accurately trace the president lineage. He used a new online resource that dives deeper into the past called History of Me. The results conclude descended from what's that word? I can't read.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan by only two generations.
Man, I love how he gives you something illegible. He gives you a whole dissertation paper.
Yeah, he gave me a whole paper, dog. He Russell, came prepared,
just out of your phone.
Yeah, no. Russell, what do you got for us, WrestleMania?
Okay.
How's Lakeland treating you, bud?
Lakeland, I don't know if it was asleep.
Hit me with the news. Come on. Stand up for the news real quick.
I'm standing up. Two 10-year-olds' children were found working at a McDonald's in Louisville, Kentucky. Apparently, sometimes they work past midnight. When the police approached the owner of the franchise restaurant, he said simply he thought they were midgets trying to work their way through clown college.
That was good.
Talk about your unhappy meals.
Well, actually, did you know, Russell, that the children, you know, they did not earn money at the restaurant, but they were each given a happy meal and a shake personally from Ronald McDonald himself, by which I mean Ronald picked the children up and physically shook them until they were unconscious.
I knew, and apparently made white baby powder.
I knew there was a reason to fear clowns.
Yeah, I actually looked into it, and the reason why they were working overtime, they were trying to get the ice cream machine fixed. You know?
Yeah, that never worked.
All right, so at this weekend's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, President Biden joked to guests that if they find themselves disoriented or confused, it's either because they're drunk or they're Marjorie Taylor Greene. Before he quickly added, or Joe Biden. Good one, Joe. Oh, I think it's past your bedtime.
Oh, man. Is it after 4 o'clock already? 4 o'clock p.m.? All right, this is a crazy story, and it's true. A Russian woman living in New York City was sentenced to 21 years in jail for poisoning her similar-looking friend, her doppelganger, with a sedative-laced cheesecake, then stealing her identity and other valuables. So this woman has pretty much lived the life of a straight-to-VHS 90s action flick.
Oh, good one. Nice.
And talk about Clone Wars. Like, I think this lady, just keep it, to be honest, I think that, you know, she really deserves those 21 years because she not only betrayed her as a friend, she also found a way to make her favorite dessert betray her, and that's just evil.
Oh, man.
Sudan is crying out over the thousands of citizens dead from the war the past weekend. Their rivals quoted saying, "Save your tears for another day."
Oh my God!
You get it? Because it's the weekend.
I think I got it. I got it. I think it's.
And then you were crying.
I got you. Okay. All right, education expert.
I literally heard that on CNN, and I'm
wait,
like,
today?
"Where's the punchline?"
Was there a punchline?
Yesterday. Okay. But they didn't finish it with a punchline.
Education expert reviewing the public school curriculum in Florida have discovered overwhelming evidence of the existence of a school to prison pipeline in the state. The clear example is when students in English classes are given long prison sentences to conjugate. That was a good one. I like that one. I feel like I should got more laugh on that one, guys.
I was checking Russell my Instagram.
WrestleMania.
Okay, here are things that you will not be able to say 10 years from now. Number one, I would like 2 tickets to Ukraine, please. Number two, I would like 1 ticket to Taiwan. Number three, let's go to the barrier reef. Number four, let's add more colors to the rainbow pride flag. Number five, I just got hired as a cashier anywhere. Number six, look at all my paper money. And number seven, I won a full-time scholarship to the Ron DeSantis School of Drag.
That's definitely coming up. Who knows? So you may have heard about this. CNN will host a live town hall meeting next week for Donald Trump to answer questions from Republican-leaning voters in the state of New Hampshire. The network has hired actor Alec Baldwin to load the gun that Trump will use during the meeting to shoot himself in the foot on live TV. I'm making caramel popcorn for that one.
Good job, Jim.
That's taking a dark turn. We need that whistle today. No. A German court said Wednesday that a landlord sunbathing naked in the courtyard of his building was not reason enough for his tenants to reduce their rental payments. Now, I have to say, the German judge certainly hasn't seen my landlord, because that was the case. His ruling would have been quite different, you know? And I think, you know, assuming that you have to see your landlord naked, you know, I think your rent should be determined on how attractive or unattractive they are, you know? So if they're, you know, if they're easy on the eyes, you pay a little more, you know? But if you have to deal with Don Knotts from Three's Company...
I was Jack Tripper, but I wasn't pretending.
That was good.
Good job. Missing Australian fisherman's body was found in a crocodile's stomach yesterday, actually. This is true, you guys. Guess where they will bury his remains?
Where?
Down under.
Oh my God.
Down under, mate.
Wait a minute. Aren't they going to bury him out back?
Crikey, Mike.
All right, I got one. Last weekend, world-famous magician David Blaine was filming a mad trick for a new special where he attempted to ride a New York City subway line from one end all the way to the other without getting asked for money. Although Blaine accomplished the mad trick, someone stole his made his wallet disappear. How does he do it?
WrestleMania, your turn, bud.
Okay. It's just something I was just reading on the internet. Did you know that Ray Charles started off doing stand-up?
Really?
Yes, he failed miserably because he could not read a room.
Nice.
Good job, bud.
So, you probably heard about this. Hollywood writers went on strike this week over working conditions in the gag economy.
What? Oh my God. Strike? Do they overtime?
Correction. Hollywood writers went on strike this week over working conditions in the gig economy and have been joined on the picket line by their copy editors. Oh, babe. Have the whole world gone, Matt? Sounds like our editors are on strike, too.
Oh, wow. How dare you, Jim?
Your voice is so silky and smooth, it's like there's a silkworm just... poop and silk in my ear holes.
Nice, smooth.
It's like a silky poop.
Something is, but it's not a silkworm.
It's like the male version of Delilah. That's what it is.
Dylan or something like that.
Dylan Delina.
Captain Dylan.
Captain like Jim's Miracle Stories.
All right, so we're really going to the bottom of... I'm really reaching here for these jokes here. Let's see, earlier this month, six doctors... This is actually a true story, which is weird, where earlier this month, six doctors swaddled Lego heads, little minifigure heads, all in the name of science to see how fast it would take to excrete the little plastic toys. You know, I personally would like to meet these scientists because every time my head goes into someone's mouth, they refuse to swallow.
All right, that was a little...
That's a little
I've never refused.
Oh my gosh.
Haven't met me yet.
Well, yeah, since we're on the topic, can you stop DMing me, Russ?
I got two short ones here for you guys.
All right, go.
Jackson Mahomes, NFL's Patrick Mahomes' social media star brother, is arrested yesterday for aggravated sexual battery. Yeah, that's true. Is that the kind that goes in a vibrator?
Oh my God. No, I think those are double aggravated.
All right, well. Okay, and then the other one is, this was a couple weeks ago. We didn't get to it because we had a crazy show. But Joe Biden hung a medal on a recipient backwards in a viral video last week, you guys. When asked if he always puts medals on people backwards, he says, and he responded, like my underwear, it depends.
That's stupid. All right, so this is a good one. Amazon has started an online ordering website for inmates in jail. It's called Amazon Crime. The most popular items ordered include metal files, hemorrhoid creams, and movies about Turkish prisons.
We have a caller on the line. Who is it today?
Chris, calling back.
Hey, how-
Christopher Wright, all the way from Alaska.
Nice.
I was wondering how it was up there, so Alaska. How is it up there, bud?
Zinga. Can you bear it up there or what?
You guys shouldn't laugh at that.
No, I haven't...
Really?
No, I wish I saw a bear. I mean, there's a couple of handsome dudes around here, but I haven't seen no polar bears or any brown bears or anything out there. I did see a moose. I saw my first moose, but it was dead. It was
a dead carcass, moose.
So
did it have a moose knuckle?
Yeah, kind of sad, but yeah, right? Yeah, no. We thought the mountain was called Moose Knuckle, but then we realized it was I think it was like moose.
Was it Bullwinkle?
Like
you didn't have to go all the way to Alaska. I have a next door neighbor that looks like a moose.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I have a squirrel.
Drag me up.
What's that squirrel?
Moose and squirrel.
Here's a joke I wanted to tell you, Chris. All right, I was trying to text it to you. It goes like this. Manny said when I first met Jim that Jim's behavior was just contemporary. I said, oh, good. I hope it doesn't last too long.
True story.
I'm too old for it to change.
Funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's funny, guys. Yeah, no, I'm so sorry I got cut off last time. I was in the middle of nowhere at a wildlife conservation place in the in between the mountains, and the reception was really spotty, so when it drops, it just drops. So.
Is there any comedy clubs up there?
Comedy clubs? Maybe in Anchorage there might be one. I'm not sure, but you'd have to... There'd probably be more like a comedy room and a lodge, maybe. That's about all I got for you.
So you're saying that people actually smile in Alaska? Is that I didn't know it was a thing.
You know, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. People are very friendly out here. It's quite lovely. And but, you know, it just snowed the last couple of days, which even for the locals, they're like, this is weird. Like, it shouldn't be snowing. So I'm like, well, great, thanks. I'm up from Florida. This is the last thing I wanted to see. But they're like, no. We're giving you the full Alaskan experience. I'm like, thank you so much.
I think the full Alaskan experience includes hypothermia and losing a limb.
We sure do miss you, Chris, and all your limbs.
You guys too. Hey, at least the cannabis is legal, so you know, wink, wink. But. Yeah, no, I actually called in with a little bit of news for you guys to stand up for.
Gay news, I hope?
Okay.
Oh.
Is Chris does our segment, Our Gay News, with Russell.
Oh, nice.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, sorry I missed it. But, it's apparently a interior Alaska couple accused of defrauding investors in fake marijuana business, charges say. Brian and Candy Cordy, husband and wife, defrauded $700,000 from investors for a fake marijuana bud and breakfast.
Hey, Chris, you can't go up to Alaska and start whistleblowing like that. You're going to get a new...
I think they call those a wake and bake. Oh, yeah. Wake and salmon bake in Alaska.
A rise and grind, maybe. Yeah.
There's a place called that on 4th. 4th Street.
Some free promotion there. Same thing.
All right, you guys. Disney lawyers have a new defense strategy. Did you hear about it? Against DeSantis' team. Yeah, right before they go in court, Disney's just going to slip them a Mickey.
Oh. I got a piggyback off of that, actually.
Yeah, is that a off of Mickey?
Because they're actually, their defense attorneys are actually using Ron DeSantis' own biography.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're actually, the lawyers are using DeSantis' own biography because he says in his own book that he planned to take over Disney and see what it would be like to retaliate against somebody politically.
Oh, wow.
And see what it could do. So, yeah, he's planned this. It has nothing to do with the gay bill. It has nothing to do with anything. It's all about his little tiny fragile ego. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's correct. That's true.
Yeah. And Russell, did you know that in that memoir, one of the passages hinted that Ron DeSantis' oversight board would actually exert control over content produced by Disney? I mean, what's that going to be like? Mickey makes Minnie have a litter of mice when he finds out she's 6 weeks pregnant. Simba doesn't get to study his African heritage. And Donald Duck gets to carry a sealed gun without a permit and open fire on anybody who frustrates him.
Yeah, but it might make the Star Wars movies better.
Could make it worse. They'd have a real
May
Darth Vader.
Be with you all.
That's funny.
DeSantis Vader.
Ron DeSantis is going to be the next boss fight in the next Kingdom Hearts game, you know? He's going to be the final boss.
Big boss, big boss.
That's a good one.
Read this, read this.
Oh, my God.
Read this real quick. Are you ready? Don't think about it. Just read it.
Today right there, you guys.
Okay, ready?
Yeah,
Ellen DeGeneres received a mystery package.
Who?
Ellen DeGeneres. You son of a biscuit. Ellen D received a mystery package and it read, caution, open with scissors. She says, stand back, I got this.
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Open of a scissors. Biscuit.
Caution.
That's a good one.
Son of a bacon-eating, biscuit-eating bulldog. All right. Jim, fire away.
All right. Doctors say oral sex is a leading factor in the throat cancer epidemic in the United States. So that must be why my girlfriends never had oral sex with me. They were looking after their health.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, great. What's next? Are they going to tell us that hand contact during sex now causes skin cancer?
I don't know. I don't know, but my throat is always sore.
WrestleMania, this is a kids' show, remember?
I'm sorry.
I feel like we should pray after this.
That was uncoming.
Yeah. This is a kid show. That should be in St. Jude's. That's horrible. Let me get another card here.
All right, get a card.
History and news.
All right, history and news.
Laughs from the past, you guys.
Here we go.
We got 5 minutes left.
Today in 19, let's just go with 71. History, Alan Shepard Jr. makes a 15-minute set. Sabbatical?
Suborbital.
Okay, oh, that was okay.
He was almost in orbit.
Okay. All right. Sure, you know how to spell that joke.
He was in outer space for 15 whole minutes, you guys.
That was a big SAT boy right there.
For 15 minutes, he was in outer space.
There's more letters in that than your name. I don't know if you can make
it. Too many vowels in there.
All right. Some sort of mission, becoming the first U.S. man in space. He also saved 15% in 15 minutes with Geico. He's my love someday. What?
What?
That just became... Half of that card contained a secret love letter to his ex-neighbor.
He was in orbit for 15 minutes. He also saved 15 minutes.
Okay, got it.
During the wedding of Ben Affleck and J-Lo last week, Ben Affleck was seen crying during the wedding. I guess J-Lo said Michael Keaton was the best Batman after all.
Oh man, that's a
double burn right there. Yeah. That hurt. It's true though.
That's why it hurts so much, Russ.
It hurts. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta read your writing again.
No, you don't want that. I like when people say, "Jesus, take the wheel." Jesus didn't drive a car, stupid. I say, Dale Sr., take the wheel. But stay in the inside lane and please turn off Pink Floyd.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe Jesus should have took the wheel for him, I guess.
I thought that
Jackson's
wheel.
Russell, you got any history?
I wrote that a long time ago.
Yes, I do have some history. In 1949, the first budget airline, Pacific Southwest Airline, took off in San Diego. To this day, they're still trying to find their luggage.
Of course. Well, this week in history, in 1878, Thomas Edison's phonograph is shown for the first time at the Grand Opera House in London. Edison plays Snoop Dogg's Drop It Like It's Hot.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
Hey, what's new is old again.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I've had historians have discovered that the earliest recorded game of The Floor is Lava actually took place in 79 AD during Pompeii.
Oh, that's a good one.
During Pompeii, oh my.
Berlin celebrates Pride with a colorful parade for the first time since COVID, you guys. As long as it's gay pride, I'm cool with it. You gotta keep an eye on those Germans. Because of that one thing.
What is
the white pride?
Yeah. Not you wrote that down? Yeah. You did. Yeah. Oh my God.
NFL made two new rules last week. Did you hear about it? Players can now wear the number zero, and tripping will now be considered a personal foul. If you ask me, the refs seem like they're the ones hallucinating.
I got one more. I got another history one here. Ancient Egyptian scrolls were discovered, giving more insight to the construction of the pyramid. Turns out the Egyptians wanted to make something too heavy for the white man to steal.
That's not easy to do. NATO officials say Russians seem to be baiting U.S. jets to dogfight in the skies over Syria. For their part, the Russian Air Command says they are not trying to provoke combat with U.S. forces, but are merely auditioning for a role in the third movie of the Top Gun trilogy, Top Gun 3, Return of the Jedi. May the Air Force be with you!
That needs a whistle.
Yeah. That got a whistle.
That was a good one.
Also, for the record, Jim, you told me that football joke was good.
I didn't believe you.
That's our episode.
I'm not going down with you on that one.
We'll see you guys next week. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down.
Nope.
Stand up now. Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
Go clap.
Stand up for the news.
How many times are there?
Clap like this. Go like this.